Martin, fourth pick in Brachos, tells us as follows. The Chofar on the basic most. The Torah, Torah Balei Mincha, a person who didn't daven Mincha, Erev Shabbos. Didn't daven Mincha, Erev Shabbos, regular Erev Shabbos. His fellow Balei Shabbos time, you daven on Friday night, you daven two Shmoneh Esrus. Torah Balei Spal Mincha, the Shabbos, if you didn't daven Mincha on Shabbos itself, so basically, it's about Tashlumin, right? You didn't daven Erev Shabbos, you have daven Friday night. You didn't daven on Shabbos Mincha, so you daven Motzi Shabbos. You're not going to daven as a Tashlumin Shabbos Mincha. It's too late. Now it's weekday. So now you daven a weekday Shmoneh Esrei because you missed it. Shmoneh Esrei. Mavdil Bo Yishayna, which Shmoneh Esrei do you say out of an Antonim? It says the Gemara. Mavdil Bo Yishayna make Avdol in the first Shmoneh Esrei. Veinu Mavdil Bo Yishayna one does not make Havdalah in the second Shmoneh Esrei. Ve'im Hibdil B'Shniyah. What happens if you did make? What happens if you were Mavdil B'Shniyah? Sorry, one second. Why Taka Einim Mavdil B'Shniyah? It's Motzi Shabbos. Why shouldn't like the first one use the second one as well? So the answer is that you've already said Havdalah. So it's not like Mishchoya. So you say Yanav Yomus, you say it a second time, but you've said Tachum, then you said the Havdalah already. So maybe once you said it once, you don't need to say it a second time. What happened in Hivdil B'Shniyah? You made a Havdalah in the second one. V'lo Hivdil B'Shniyah, however, you didn't say Havdalah in the first one. So that's Havdalah only in the second Shmoneh Esrei. Now what do you do? Says the Gemara, Shniyah Olsaloi, Rishayna Loi Olsaloi. The second Shmoneh Esrei is a good Shmoneh Esrei. The first one is not. Why is that?
Why not?
Oh. So what's the pshat? So, says Tosfos over here, says Tosfos. The reason is because because we know that when you make a tashlumin, it has to be on the chiyuv. You have to first do the chiyuv, and then you have to do the tashlumin. So now that you've made said that on time in the second one, so you'd be megale das that the ikar Shmoneh Esrei is the second one. So now you haven't done your tashlumin yet. So now you've done tashlumin on the ikar Shmoneh Esrei. So your first one was nothing. Second one's your chiyuv, and your third one's going to be your tashlumin.
But doesn't the veilus have to say two Shmoneh Esrei now? Now that one's this isn't.
Well, this isn't a bavia.
I'm sorry.
So the shayla is like this. So what the Gemara is telling is basically that in this case is your megale das that your second Shmoneh Esrei is for your Motzi Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. So the question is what sort of case are we talking about? What happens if you knew the kavana? You knew. Let's say you realize you got your second Shmoneh Esrei and you realize now 1 second. So I'm talking about Tashlumin now. Have 1 second, but I didn't do Atachum Tonim at first. I missed out. I was on the first one. So 1 second. So right, the first one was Takeh Avadah was the Chiyuv. And the second one, it's going to be Matashlumin now. But my son is Atachum Tonim. It's now said the second one. So in this case, there's an interesting of Kiveiga. Kiveiga says in the Gilyan, in Simon Kuf Ches, he says that if you forgot in the first one, so now I haven't met Samson to Chantani yet. So he says, really, you should see Atom, it's Havdalah. So there's nothing wrong with saying it. He says, only the reason is that you've said it once already, but now I haven't said it at all. So perhaps he says, say it in the second one. However, the Kafah Chaim says, you can't say to Chantani the second Shmoneh Esrei. And so says the Dibre Chaim, Shashash Dibre Chaim from the Tzanza. He as well says you can't say Havdalah in the second one, even though you missed it in the first one, you can't say in the second one. Reason being, he says, because Maisin, he says the second Shmoneh Esrei now, it's for your Tashlumin. He has also Tashlumin, Tashlumin for Mincha. So you mean Tashlumin for Mincha, you say Havdalah. It's one thing, yeah. you say a regular Shmoneh Esrei, but to put Havdalah, I've said Havdalah.
It's Tashlumin for Shabbos, but you can't say Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, correct. So why can't you say Havdalah?
Because the Maisin, it's the Tashlumin for weekday. So the maximum I can do is the weekday. So weekday is Shabbos, because the Maisin, even on Shabbos, he's supposed to have a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. But to add it to Chanan Tanoim, he says he can't do it.
So you don't say
Tachon Tanoim at all? So you won't say Tachon Tanoim? No. Obviously you're talking about, like, because Tachon Tanoim you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei anyway.
Right.
So if you, definitely if you've got a case. So therefore you don't say Tachon Tanoim at all. That's what he says.
What about the women?
That's a different channel. Maybe we'll get to that if there's time.
Don't the women have to say Tachon Tanoim like the men have to say?
Yeah, they should also say Tachon Tanoim, yeah.
What about two men?
Wait. So the question is like this. Let's ask the following question. So let's say we come to a case where it's you don't need Motzei Shabbos. You don't, not that that's talking about making a tashlumin for something you missed on Shabbos Mincha. Okay, fine. Now you don't need Motzei Shabbos in Shemini Esrei, and you get to the end of Shemini Esrei and you realize I've forgotten to say the same bracha. Sorry, you said the same bracha by mistake, you said the same talamot.
Yes, right, the same talamot.
So, question is, what do I do now? In my second Shemini Esrei now, would I say, when I say Shemini Esrei a second time, do I say it a chananton?
You said it the first
one. Oh, so that's. So let's play about the first one. So if, let's say, I hadn't said it in the first one, so do I say it in the second one?
No.
Oh, so now you're going to say to me, so we just had the machleikas. And the kavchen in the vichen. So the chayy over here, it's not going to be saying machleikas, because over there was the machleikas. Couldn't you be kivayga for sure? You'll say it. I haven't done it. So say in the second Shemini Esrei. Even according to the Divichan, according to the Sansa, he says the reason why you don't say the second one is because it's a tashlumin for Mincha on Shabbos. This isn't a tashlumin for Mincha on Shabbos, this is a tashlumin for Matzah Shabbos.
Of course
it's not. You say it. So according to both of them, you'll say it.
Does it have to come a third
one above the tashlumin? Oh, no, that's what I'm saying, you're not going to play it to repeat.
No, it's a third one.
What?
I missed out from Esrei
now. No, one second. We're talking about you've said your first one in Esrei.
That's fully
right, and you haven't said that for Shabbos, and you haven't said that to Chanan, you haven't said to Chanan. Okay, fine. You don't have to repeat. The only reason why I have to repeat here is not to do you're repeating because I made a mistake. The same brachas, the same talamata. So I have to do one repetition. Question is, in my repetition, what do I do now? Yeah. So we're saying, according to everyone, the Chayyush is out of Chanan Tano because I haven't said it yet, and it's a Motzei Shabbos from Esrei.
Yeah, but
then
now I need to do another one.
For what?
You're not talking tashlumin shmonis.
Not tashlumin.
Sorry.
Not tashlumin. Now we're talking about just Motzei Shabbos.
Sorry.
Now I'm saying, no. That was the lechatchila. And I said, there would be a machloikas if you're doing a tashlumin where you said atachanan tano. Here I'm saying the kula alma, the choshes say atachanan tano. Where you didn't say atachanan tano. Okay. Now the question is what about a case where you did say atachanan tano? Do I have to say shmonis? Do I have to say atachanan tano in the second one? Right? Those I've said a regular Motzei Shabbos from Esrei. I made a mistake in the same bracha. So now, do I say it to Chanan Tano?
The
master,
you've said it.
The Ma'at Sabsa. So now.
The same bracha is then in the summer.
So this already is involves a big machleikus. So what's the famous machleikus? The machleikus is, what's about a normal case? Let's imagine, let's imagine it's Rish Chodesh. Regular Rish Chodesh, Shachwis, you forgot to say Alev Yavai. So normal then, as we know, if you forget to say Alev Yavai, you have to be Shemini Esrei. So if you remember straight away, very good, Ashrecha, you say it straight away. If you only remember, let's say when you get to Mincha, oh, I didn't see how to do Ashrechwis, so you have to do the Tashlumin, you have to do Mincha a second time. Oh. What about if you forgot Mincha, and then it's now Motzi Rosh Chodesh, it's now Maariv. What do I do now at Maariv?
Say two Yalev Yoros, say two Shmuel.
At Maariv, it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore.
But why can't you say two Shmuel?
So I've missed that Yalev Yoros in my Mincha, but the Maisa, it's now Motzi, so what do I do now? So do I do two Shemeneser? So I say, what do you mean?
You missed
the Mincha.
You have
done
Mincha,
What
do we know
now? Says Taisus. You're both right. Says Taisus. Kosa Rabbeinu Yehuda, im tov lehis kirish chaydesh, b'mincha, lo yispalen oid balayla. No more done.
Finish.
He says, what for? To lo yispalen oid. Why should you have Harry Kavai's battle called for the Samincha? What are you doing? Levad Rosh Chodesh. You've done Mincha.
Oh, you've done
Mincha.
So, any other thing? He said, you've done Mincha. He says, but you've missed out Rosh Chodesh. Lehiski. Inke. Aim of Yech Klum. You have to spell Mosh Chodesh. What are you gaining? If it's Rosh Chodesh still, so you gain, you're going to say Halav Yahweh now. But if you're not, if it's ready Motzi, so now you can't say Halav Yahweh anymore. So, what are you gaining now? You just repeat another Shemin Esrei. I already said Shemin Esrei. That's what we need. That's what he wants to say. So that is. That's what Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is telling us you've davened Shemini Esrei. You've davened Shemini Esrei.
He said it.
Why did I miss it? He said you've davened Shemini Esrei. I davened 18 bucks without Yalav Yavai. So I'm missing Yalav Yavai. Say if it was Rosh Chodesh, so you repeat Shemini Esrei because I'm missing Yalav Yavai. So you need to repeat Shemini Esrei in order to say Yalav Yavai. But here I can't repeat Shemini Esrei to say Yalav Yavai because I don't say Yalav Yavai. So he's saying.
If you used it after Shemini Esrei, you say to yourself, have I done Melacha? Before that.
Yeah.
Have I done Melacha? I've done
Melacha,
but I've missed
the Alev Yavai,
so I really have
to do that. So what's the first do now? I've missed the Alev Yavai, so I need to say Alev Yavai. So what do I do? Is I have to daven now.
What?
So now you have to daven.
On the same day.
You have to daven now. Now I can say Ala Biyava. But if you, once you've missed, once you can't say Ala Biyava anymore, so that, doesn't that? That's a bit yod. We'll come to your shit in a second. But that's what Rabbi Yehuda say. Says Rabbi Yehuda, he brings from the Chachmei from Vinicia, and he says, like this, he says, Kibin de ba'isa tefila lo yotzi yidei chavotsoi, shalai espela lo isum kedina, kemi shalai espela planta, you know, it's as if you haven't davened at all. Or mispela shtayim ever, therefore, you'll daven tomorrow. That's the Chachmei from Vinicia. Even though I'm not mentioning Rosh Chodesh, but you're missing the Shemoneh Esrei, you haven't done the Shemoneh Esrei. That's what happened. That is the big machlokes between them. Right? So that is a famous machlokes by something that you've made a mistake for. So everyone's right. Oh. So let's bring a few practical nafkah minutes, right? Just to experience machlokes, let's understand a few practical nafkah minutes. Nafkah minutes will be, for example, let's say, a bit like we were saying before. So let's talk about the following case.
What do you mean the following case? I don't understand.
Let's say a normal case. Now, so according to what we've said now, based on what I've just said now, okay, fine. So we've got machlokes, what you do or not to Rosh Chodesh. So what do I do with the Ma'aser? Rabbi Yehuda just told us you don't have Rosh Chodesh because you can't. No point. And Chachmei from Vinicia say you do daven. So what do I do with the Ma'aser? So what should I do now?
Whatever you do is good, because it's not to yourself.
No, what do you mean? But if you daven Shemoneh Esrei, so you just daven 18 boxes of Atala. And if you don't daven Shemoneh Esrei, so you've skipped out Shemoneh Esrei. So you're stuck in Malamsha. So what's that like?
If you've got time, do it.
Tefillah and Dabba. Tefillah and Dabba, that's what you're supposed to do. You have to daven. Tefillah and Dabba, you say like this. What you do is, you daven Tefillah and Dabba, and you say this. You say, if I'm a choyev to daven, so now it's Patoya Schil. No, if I'm not machayev, it's Tosfos Daven. That's what you have to do. Yeah. Where will the nafkah minah be? L'mashal, Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah.
Erev Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh. And I didn't daven mincha on Erev Shabbos.
Yeah.
So now it comes Friday night. So the chayev will say, oh, comes Friday night, Maariv, two Maarivs. Tosfos Daven. If I'm chayev, I'm chayev. If it's Tosfos Daven, it's Tosfos Daven. But Shabbos. Shabbos, you can't do Tosfos Daven.
Tosfos Daven. Tosfos Daven. Tosfos would be
Tashkobim,
but let's not Yad Yahweh.
So
you're
not Yad Yahweh.
It's Shabbos
Davening. No, you're davening Shabbos Davening because I've missed. No, yeah. And I've missed that Shemoneh Esrei, according to the Chachmei from Vinicia, I've missed that Shemoneh Esrei. So of course I have to daven Maariv Shemoneh Esrei, Friday night Shemoneh Esrei. Yeah. I missed the Shemoneh Esrei. According to Rabbeinu Yehuda, there's nothing to daven for. Yeah. Well, you're davening completely different Shemoneh Esrei, so you shouldn't daven at all. So what should I do? So you're going to say, you make them a Malamsha, but you can't do that, says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Im shchol v'shchedish be'ev shabbos so v'shchedish shvat back in echad. Ein lehashlim klal b'leil shabbos. Nothing to do. Kevin to ein amel klum. Rak shiochad yisbal b'nei dover. It doesn't help. All you can do is daven b'nei dover. Be'im yisbal b'nei dover. You can't daven b'nei dover. Therefore, you would not daven.
It's very simple. I think the
Shabbat Tzim,
if
I remember
rightly, by mistake, it's
the same Rochus,
it's Friday night.
Yeah.
Friday night. So you should
definitely
just. We just
mess with
someone
saying
Rochus, stop there. I think
it's time. Oh, so that's the Shabbos. If we get to that, I'll speak about that
Shabbos.
The Shabbos is like this. Oh, so let's just say another Nafka Minah. Another Nafka Minah would be, according to these two Tzadim, what would be in the following case? Let's say Rosh Chodesh Teves. This past Rosh Chodesh Teves. So we're pretty fresh with Talamata, right? This is Rosh Chodesh. So Adam first Shemoneh Esrei, I've got it all right, same Talamata, and then suddenly, forgot Yad HaYom. Okay, so you have to Shemoneh
Esrei.
No, regular day. Shachwis, Rosh Chodesh, I forgot to say Yad HaYom.
Why did you do that?
Okay, so fine, so straight after Shachwis, I think I'm saying, okay, one second, I've just forgotten now Yad HaYom. So I've repeated Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, great, repeat Shemoneh Esrei. And I can't say the same bracha.
He said, same Talamata.
So what do I do now?
And you said
the
same
bracha,
said the same
first time.
So I don't have the third
Shemoneh
Esrei now. I said Yad HaYom, but I didn't say the same bracha.
Twice, don't
come
again, because
I forget
again.
So the Chayra, there's nothing. According to the Rabbeinu Yehuda, so he says, you're not gaining anything. You've davened. In other words, sorry. According to Rabbeinu Yehuda, says, he says, you're not gaining anything because It isn't. You've davened Shemoneh Esrei. So I've davened Shemoneh Esrei. Once I said the other way, once I've said that, so I've davened to Shemoneh Esrei. I've said everything I need to say.
All good.
Oh, but how can we convince you? You'd have to daven the third Shemoneh Esrei. So you'd have to eat tonight again. But it's the daven. You'd have to eat the daven. So let's come back to our case here, Motzi Shabbos. So Motzi Shabbos is this case where you said that to come to the first Shemoneh Esrei. So it's going to be Poshe Nafka Minah. If you hold that Rabbeinu Yehuda that you've davened a Shemoneh Esrei, it's a good Shemoneh Esrei. So I've said to you, I need to say, what do I need to say a second time for? You need to make up the same bracha. I forgot the same bracha.
Right.
I mean, I said the same bracha.
I forgot the same bracha.
So
daven again. Do I daven with a Ashkenazim in it? Right.
So we're saying you say to Chanatan, right? So it couldn't here. I've said that to Chanatan the first one. It was good. Just I missed out the same Tanamata. So fine. You said Shmuel. You say the same Tanamata. But you don't say to Chanatan. According to the Chacham of Vincia,
you need to do it again.
You haven't said to Chanatan. So now the only issue is here is that there's a very interesting Reb Chaim in Stenzel. Reb Chaim in Stenzel says like this. He says, there's nafka minah between Yalev Yava and Talamata. He says, Yalev Yava, he says, is only a chiv haskar. You have to just mention Yalev Yava in Talamata. In other words, regular Shemoneh, you don't make a special brach of Yalev Yava. Yalev Yava comes in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Whereas, the same Talamata is mamash, in the middle of a brach, it's you mashalim him at Be'er Shetav HaChachamim. So he says, even the Chachmei Provincia would be maskim. Even Rabbi Yehuda would be masking that it's not considered a Shemoneh Esrei at all. So the Chayyur, according to that, it'll come out that Moshe got to say Al Tochan Anton, because according to everyone, it's not a good Shemoneh Esrei. That's what come out according to that. However, there is a Had Svid in this Chayyur, and he says,
you have to
do it again. Because I haven't said Shemoneh Esrei at all. There's a Had Svid.
No,
the question is this. Am I supposed to say Al Tochan Anton? I have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, so shall I say Al Tochan Anton? Good, you should say. And therefore?
So it's like
no, but it's not my akav. Out of Anton either way, you have to be Shemoneh Esrei for it. So it's not. We're only talking about something you have to go back for. So the Had Svi, is Chodek here, the Had Svi says, that Jesus is not true. It says, if Yalev Yav is not Mashana, then for sure it's in Tanato. He says, what's the right? He says, because Yalev Yav, he says, if you forget Yalev Yav, you have to go back to it, say. You only say Yalev Yava in the place where it is. If you forget the same Tanamata, you can make up for Shemaiah Tefillah. So it's right from there, it's not Mashana, and therefore, according to him, we'll go back to the same Achleikas. No, he says the same Tanamata and Yalev Yava, he's got the same thing. Okay.
Yalev Yava is after Shemaiah Tefillah.
I'm just talking about. No, he's saying either way, when you forget Yalev Yava, the only place to put Yalev Yava is there. The Chum put it there. But Shemaiah Tefillah, but at the same time, you can say in two different places. Oh, so over here, the Chiddush is like this. There is a very interesting Reb Shem Zalman based on this Shaila. And he says a very good Shmacka thing. So Reb Shem Zalman says, Yitachon, he says, what we come out with? Basically, we come out with that it's Lechoy dependent on this Machleikos. Rabbeinu Yehuda, Chachmei Provincia, where you have to say out of Natan the second Shemoneh Esrei, depending whether it is a Shemoneh Esrei or isn't a Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, fair. The question is we said that on a contra of Chaim Stenzel, he says, Reb Chaim says you would have to, either way you'd have to go, because it's not a Shemoneh Esrei at all. The same Talmud. Now, says Reb Shem Zalman, a very good Shemaiah thing, says Reb Shem Zalman, I'll finish with this, says Reb Shem Zalman says like this, Yitochen, that according to everyone, you would not have to say out of Natan again. Exactly the opposite from everyone. Why? He says, because of Maisi. He says, you started your Shemoneh Esrei, right? Okay. You've said Tochan Anton. Right. If you switch the light on now, are you okay?
Yeah.
You flick the light on. Any problem?
No problem.
Why? You've done Tochan Anton. Very good. Okay. And now you carry on. Baruch Alein, the same bracha. So you've messed up now.
Yeah.
So if you hold. It's a good Shemoneh Esrei, it's a very good Shemoneh Esrei, it's a good Shemoneh Esrei. Even if you hold that, it's not a good Shemoneh Esrei, you've messed up Shemoneh Esrei, but you've said Avdol already, so now you've come Osav HaMelacha again, because you've messed up your Shemoneh Esrei.
You shouldn't say that.
So therefore, I've said that to Chanan Tzadik, I've said my Avdol, would I need to say a second time for? I suffered then this year, so I once again, and I got very interesting things. According to that, it'll come out. What about if you mess up Masha Baruch? According to Shema Zaman, it'll come out. That's before Atachanot. So according to that,
you've
messed up already before, so then you would have to go to Atachanot.
I finished Ben Ezra, I couldn't do Malach after that.